The Federal Aviation Administration said today it will order the nation's airlines to take steps to reduce the chances of fuel tank explosions. Such an explosion nearly 8 years ago brought down TWA Flight 800 off Long Island, killing all 230 people aboard. The FAA wants airlines to install equipment that would reduce the amount of oxygen in fuel tanks, which, when combined with fuel vapors and heated, can be a deadly mix. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The FAA wants the airlines to install the new system called inerting on nearly 4,000 airliners made by Boeing and Airbus. The process involves pumping a non-volatile gas, in most instances nitrogen, into the plane's center fuel tank, forcing out most of the oxygen. A similar technology has long been used in military aircraft. FAA Administrator Marion Blakey said today it's time to put it to use on commercial aircraft.
Inerting will effectively eliminate future fuel tank explosions. According to FAA research, without this technology, catastrophic accidents will happen. And we all know that one accident of this type, one accident of any type on board an aircraft, is simply one too many, both for the families of victims and our industry.
Commercial airlines have resisted installing the inerting system, citing cost, but Blakey says that argument is no longer valid because the newer system should cost the airlines no more than $220,000 to install on each of their planes.
I think when you come to something like this, which is a true safety breakthrough, where you know statistically that we right now have the liability of one accident every 5 years, technology like this can reduce that to being virtually non-existent. I don't believe it is therefore possible for the industry and for us as safety regulators to step aside from that.
William Kaufman, a professor of aerospace engineering at the University of Michigan, was a dissenting member of an industry group that 2.5 years ago said inerting systems were too expensive. Kaufman says he welcomes the FAA's announcement despite the time it took the agency to act.
In the perspective of a new airplane and how much it costs and how much entertainment systems cost and something is really almost negligible. I mean, it's the cost-benefit ratio should be enormous, and it should improve the safety as regard to the center wing tank explosions goes significantly.
Kaufman would like to see the FAA go a step further and consider ordering inerting systems for jet wing tanks, which he says would help a plane survive an attack by a terrorist firing a ground-to-air missile.
In order to deal with this looming threat on the horizon, we should look at the inerting of the wing tanks in addition to the center fuel tanks, and this would be a step in that direction that perhaps would help the airlines address this new issue which is coming up.
Boeing has already agreed to install the new inerting technology on its new plane, the 787. The FAA is giving carriers up to 7 years to install the systems on aircraft currently in use. Combined with the time it will take before the new regulations are finally written and approved, it could mean some airliners won't have the inerting systems in place until 2015. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.